from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're taking Lowry Marketing over Donovan Mitchell is what you're telling everybody?
No. No, I'm not.
Then how are you saying that the Utah Jazz technically, in this case, won the trade? Got a higher grade than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I mean, if it would have been a Lowry Marketing for Donovan Mitchell swap, I would have called Kobe Altman the GM of the year in professional sports.
He finished second a couple of times.
He did. No, I just think, first of all, we do grades all the time. You're saying we can't do a grade for Utah at all. Well, that's what we do immediately when trades are made. We do draft grades.
Yeah, and I think they're a fallacy grades. Then, and I think they're a fallacy now.
The other side of it, I'm getting some people texting me. They're not courageous enough to tweet. They're saying, are we sure the Cavs should be a B+? They only went from 44 wins without Donovan Mitchell to
if they're not going to have a playoff series
win, and you know what they win this year. And they had a bunch of injuries. They won 48 games this year.
If they're not going to have the pills to tweet it, then I can say people are texting me too.
I think it does matter if we're comparing the two teams. What grade should the Cavs have?
I would say, yeah, I would still say it's a B+.
You traded all these assets and you only got 4 more wins and 1 playoff series win.
That's why it would be a B+. But my expectations were raised.
You said they were championship expectations. We are. How much closer are we today than we were then?
Eastern Conference Finals expectations.
Right, how much closer are we today than we were before we made the trade?
Probably the same. Oh, no.
3 wins away from it.
Wait, are you saying before the trade they were Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I'm saying the point of making the Donovan Mitchell trade was to make you into contenders, right? We've talked about that to death.
Eastern Conference Finals is a contender.
Do the Boston Celtics feel like the Cavs are any closer?
No.
Do the other good teams right now in the Eastern Conference? Like Philly just got Paul George.
You don't think they feel like they're closer than they were before Donovan Mitchell?
Certainly,
of course they're closer.
But you at least have to acknowledge that they exist.
But was it worth trading a near all NBA player, Colin Sexton, the draft picks, first round pick?
At that time, right now,
Now you did get to re-sign. Now, had Mitchell not re-signed, I think that would have been.
I wouldn't even have brought it up. I would have tried to ignore this the entire way through because this would have been a losing argument. But since he did sign, and I got. It's going to sound bad. I traded away. I didn't get rid of anybody. I traded away a guy who really talks a lot of trash, fills up the bucket. I don't think he's ever going to be a main cog on a championship team, but he plays hard enough that he could be a 6th or 7th man on a really good basketball team in Colin Sexton. I traded him away. I got Donovan Mitchell, who actually does have what it takes to be on a really contending basketball team. Yeah, I think it ended up being a good trade. Before the trade, I thought that there was a marble ceiling up there that they could never break through. Now I think that they can be an Eastern Conference Finals team. The reasoning that's given to me about the Utah Jazz winning this trade or getting a higher grade in this trade to me is preposterous. I don't even know who these ideas that they are going to have in these future draft picks are going to be. And they're more than likely going to be later draft picks, as somebody pointed out to me on social media, brought to you by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, that they're going to be later first-round draft picks because the Cavs are going to be a good basketball team. So you're looking at picks in the 20s. Yeah. So they're not necessarily going to be the best pick. So you get all these picks, and I know they're tagging it out so they'll get to the top of the draft. But we're talking about ideas, not players who are right there.
You don't think a team should ever get a draft grade at all when they trade their superstar.
When, like, they just get good ideas out of it? Yeah, that's all draft picks are.
Oklahoma City, when they traded Paul George, there should not have been a draft grade for like 4 years. Even though everybody knew
I'm
it was an
sure
amazing trade.
I gave any sort of grade, but no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it takes time for these things. I'm sure you and whoever's texting you, your person who is the Wizard of Oz.
No, I'm saying so far it's
thinks
been,
I'm stupid.
I'm
but
saying so
I
far.
I think that makes a lot of common sense.
I think so far it's been a really good trade for the Cavs. I think it's been as good of a trade as you could have ever made for a team like Utah, who Donovan Mitchell didn't want to be there. And not only did they get all those draft picks, they also got Lauri Markkanen and Colin Sexton, who I said he had a formidable year. I've never been a huge Colin Sexton fan.
I didn't say
he's proven himself now over time to be a legitimate weapon.
It's not the worst trade in basketball history for the Jazz, far from it. But it's not a better trade for them than it was for the Cavs.
So what grade would you give that trade for Utah?
I got to see where the other picks are, so I'll say it's a C right now.
Okay.
I got to see how the picks figure out. I
think it's
spectacular. How many trades have the Browns made for draft picks in the past under old regimes that we had? Great. We're kicking ass. We're going to take names. He ended up taking some terrible suck-ass player who they don't even know what he was doing before. I mean, we made the trade, and then we took a guy who they didn't even look at before the draft. They just wanted him to return punts. He ended up being worse than Johnny Manziel. Great. How'd that trade work out for us? So because of that prism, I have to think about this. Anthony in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. So let's just look at the essence of it, right? So, Anthony, you would say Donovan Mitchell is a better player than Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, he is.
So right then and there, the draft grade for the Cavaliers should be better than what the Jazz have. Secondly,
well, I disagree, but that's not how you grade these things. You grade it for the haul that you get in addition to the player.
No.
And Donovan Mitchell was...
Would you rather have those draft picks than Donovan Mitchell?
And Donovan Mitchell was not going to stay there. They were going to lose him for nothing.
I don't care.
Well, then you're not participating in the exercise as constituted.
Let me make mine.
You're not making a very good one, Anthony.
I think you should let Anthony make his point, Anthony.
That's not how NBA trades work. The disgruntled superstar that is leaving is not how you...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me and not let me make my point?
Because it's a very poor point. You've poorly crafted it so far.
You haven't even heard the rest of it.
Because I don't need to. You just said player for player. That's not what the trade was. You're doing a very bad job, so I'm going to talk over you. It's unfortunate you're not allowed to get your point out. You failed this exercise. Just rely.
Why are you doing that?
I've got a great solution, Anthony. Go on the Odyssey app, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to give you 30 seconds. Go on there. Say what you need to say. Get your point out quick. Send it over to me. I'll try to get it in before the end of the show.
Why are you calling him for him getting kicked in the face? I wanted to hear what his point of view was.
He probably thought,
did agree with me, but still.
He probably thought in the Paul George trade that wasn't won by Oklahoma City the day of when all smart people around the NBA knew that was a haul to get for Paul George. And now how silly would Anthony feel now looking back at that if that were his opinion?
I know that you're giving me the Paul George example, but they didn't have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander when they made the trade.
So he ended up...
Shai Gilgeous was part of the trade. He was the Lauri Markkanen in the trade. They got Shai Gilgeous draft picks.
Whoop, my bad. Bob and Euclid, I forgot. Hello.
Whoops. Okay, there's just no doubt whatsoever in any universe of rationality that the Jazz didn't get the best of the deal. They got the draft picks. Every other team in the league is getting better.
You guys and your draft picks, for the love of Christ. I am in 2013 Browns land all over again. You guys and your draft picks. Bob, they haven't paid off yet. We don't even know. Can you name me anybody in the upcoming drafts for the possibilities for the Utah Jazz?
No, you can't.
At least, Bob, at least in the NFL.
Allow me to respond, sir. You've been yelling for the last 15 minutes.
I mean, it is the Ken Carmen show.
Wait, whoa. I didn't even want him to do it. I didn't even want you to do that. He's telling me I'm spreading ignorance. I'm telling him that he doesn't even know who the upcoming players are in the draft. At least when the Browns were doing it, we knew who the possible football players were going to be. I'm spreading the ignorance here.
I do think one of the issues.
We don't even know who the hell they could draft here over the next couple of years.
One of the issues and why you have to take.
The guy they like is in high school right now.
One of the issues and why you have to take into account the draft picks in this draft is because the upcoming draft is supposed to be absolutely loaded. And the Cavs have not had. This has been one of the struggles with this deal. We've not been able to get better because we're essentially capped out. And they haven't really had a way in free agency, as you're seeing, with not knowing what to do with Okoro. We're still sitting here wondering. Like, it does help to have draft picks get better. Like, Golden State was able to start to build the way they did because they turned the draft picks into amazing players. You're right. I don't know if Utah is going to do that, but man, are they going to have
do
more
Do you believe in their general manager, the Utah Jazz general manager?
Danny Ainge? I've
heard of him.
Yeah, he's one of the great GMs in all of sport.
So that's one. I'm saying that that's something that, well, I'm giving you a point here in my own argument that I'm saying that that's one thing that goes for them. He is a guy who loves his draft picks. He is a guy who can't execute his draft picks. So if we argue about this in 2 years and they have a great young budding superstar and they maybe either have Lowry marketing or knowing Danny Ainge, they were going to spin him off for something else for all we know, they will have won the trade. If we can't get past the Eastern Conference Finals or we can only get to the Eastern Conference Finals and we get thumped by Boston, we have the right to new information, and I will say overall that they have lost that trade. But as of right now, they have not lost that trade. You're the one who said it yourself. Wait long enough, and everybody will be right or wrong. It doesn't matter.
I want to be clear here. I said at the time I absolutely would have done the deal for Donovan Mitchell. I still would do it. I do think that at the time I thought we'd be closer. I thought we'd be closer to getting to the NBA Finals than we are today.
I feel bad that you gave Bob the sweet chin music.
I feel bad that we can't have civil conversations on the radio with callers.
Okay, this call, I don't know what he's going to say. I'm going to be measured. All right? This is low voice Ken. Mark in Shaker Heights, welcome to the fan. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? This is Coach Mark. Listen, so first of all, Anthony's my assistant coach on my youth football team, and he goes to my church. So
Anthony, is that Anthony in Cleveland who called in?
Right? Yeah, Anthony and Cleveland.
I'm sorry. Please tell Anthony I'm sorry that he was so rudely treated by my co-host. I apologize.
He's not getting backup from me. Because, listen, I don't believe that the Cavs really won that trade. And this is why. At that time, we were a feared team. If I'm not mistaken, we had a serious win streak. Then the wheels fell off with the injuries. We had Markkanen. We had Mobley. We had Sexton. But more so Garland. At the time, Mobley was averaging about 16 points. Markkanen was given almost 15 points. We was rebounded out the wazoo. We were a feared team, and we were on the rise. We were being talked about.
No, we weren't.
So when you look at the potential, yes, we were.
No, we weren't.
And when you look at Stephen A. Smith.
No, we weren't. Stephen A. Smith.
I watched First Take. I train athletes. You know, I train Denzel. I train all these football
Congratulations
players.
On all your success.
Congratulations.
In the mornings, I could take my time in the mornings at 10 a.m. I watch First Take. We were a talk.
You go back and watch it.
We were a talk. So all I'm saying is, for what we received, a Donovan Mitchell, who can score a lot of points, but at the time, Garland, those guys, Mark. I think Donovan Mitchell was scoring 3 more points than what he was averaging.
Mark.
21 to 26.
Mark.
So I'm just telling you, you can say what you want to say.
My tone of voice. I'm not taking this as if I don't respect your opinion or don't take it seriously. I promised you I would keep my tone down. I do.
Don't coach Moore, you got to respect me.
I do respect your opinion, but I have to let you go because we have to get Mary Kay in here next. The only thing I can say is that, yeah, you had Colin Sexton at the time, but Lima was the one who said it himself, so he knows what I'm saying is true, is that you at best were a play-in team that other teams made fun of. They made fun of Colin Sexton to his face. Anthony, did they not?
They did.
Thank you.
I do remember 2022, Zach Lowe and Brian Windhorst did a podcast where they named their best futures. Which team had the best future? All the young teams, they thought the Cavs did.
Can I stop talking
Giannis
like this
said
now?
They're going to have to start watching tapes on these guys because they didn't believe in them. He ate chicken wings.
I sound like a man who is, I'd want to hit right now. Can I stop talking like this?
No.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.